Imagine scrolling late at night through a feed of similar-looking ads, and then, snap, your logo jumps a fraction. A soft glow edges the mark, and the scroll stops. Your finger hesitates. That's micromotion, a tiny nudge that turns passive glances into attention and curiosity. Today, we're unpacking how small, deliberate motion helps static brands cut through the noise, how to add it without overcooking your design, and a compact playbook you can run in under an hour.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here. We're talking micromotion today. Small animations that make logos and static assets do more heavy lifting for brands.
Quick roadmap. First, why micromotion works, the perception and memory mechanics behind movement. Second, a hands-on toolkit and a 30 to 60 minute playbook you can use right away. Third, three studio mini case studies so you can hear the results and steal the test plan. Stick with me. By the end, you'll have a checklist and your first experiment lined up.
Segment 1, the foundation. Why tiny motion works. At its core, human perception prioritizes movement. Evolutionarily, moving objects signal change and importance. In design terms, a small, deliberate motion changes the visual hierarchy for a fraction of a second and gives your brain a hook to remember the asset.
Beyond attention, motion helps comprehension. A subtle reveal can show how a product works, or a micro-interaction can suggest a behavior, like a little bounce on a CTA that implies pressability. In our studio, those tiny cues have repeatedly improved click-throughs and recall in measurable ways. Not gimmicks, but small signals that reduce friction and doubt.
And there are rules. Motion must be meaningful, brand safe, and accessible. If it doesn't answer a question, where to click, what to expect, or why this matters, don't add it. Also, test reduced motion preferences and make sure animations don't clash with existing identity elements.
Quick studio example. A social card for a wellness client. We animated only the logo mark to breathe. Just a 6% scale out over 350 milliseconds with an ease out curve. The movement drew the eye, and when we A/B tested it against the static card, engagement climbed and ad recall improved. The animation didn't change the message. It simply helped the brand get noticed and remembered.
Segment 2, deep dive and tools. If you have 30 to 60 minutes, here's a repeatable playbook. Step 1, define the micro intent, what the motion will communicate in one sentence. Step 2, pick the anchor, the single element that moves, usually the logo, CTA, or a focal illustration. Step 3, choose the motion type, reveal, nudge, scale, glow, or stagger. Keep it subtle. Scale between 3 to 8%. Rotation under 3 degrees. Opacity shifts small and purposeful.
Audio-friendly descriptions of motion types. Ease is a smooth start and soft landing. Imagine a stone easing into water. Stagger is when elements appear one after another, like dominoes giving rhythm. Reveal is a wipe or mask that slowly uncovers a graphic so the audience understands structure as it appears.
Tools? If you're comfortable with animation, After Effects or Adobe Animate for rich control, Lottie for scalable, lightweight animations, and Principle or Figma's Smart Animate for UI and quick prototypes. If you're a non-animator, export a short GIF, loop a 0.8 to 1.2 second micromotion, or use CSS transitions for buttons and logos on the web.
Low-tech alternatives. Record a stop motion with your phone. Move a sticker or cutout frame by frame for a charming micro gesture, or create a two-frame flip between static and slightly scaled versions to make a heartbeat effect. The point is speed and clarity. You should be able to build the test in an hour, not a week.
Imagination break. Take 60 seconds. Open a design you recently made, pick one element, and describe the single tiny motion it could have. Name it and its purpose. Ready? Go. I'll wait.
Nice. How'd that feel? Most people pick an obvious anchor once they try. Logo bounce, CTA glow, or a reveal. Those small choices are the big wins.
Segment 3. Real-world application. 3 quick case mini studies. First, a paid social ad campaign. Objective, lift CTR. Motion choice, a subtle 0.9-second logo reveal timed to the copy's final line so the brand appears as the benefit is stated. Outcome, higher ad recall and increased CTR in our control tests. Second, a hero banner on a landing page. Objective, reduce bounce and guide attention. Motion choice, a slow, continuous micro slide on an illustrative element that suggests depth. Outcome, improve time on page in more scroll interactions.
Third, large format sign in retail. Objective, attract foot traffic and clarify a simple offer. Motion choice, subtle animated LEDs that cycle a highlight around the value proposition for a 2-second loop. Outcome, greater noticeability and clearer offer comprehension during peak hours. Again, measurable uplifts without flashy motion.
Listener-ready test plan. Build a control, static, and a treatment, micromotion. Pick one KPI, CTR, time on page, or recall, and run a short A-B test. Keep the animation consistent across platforms, or note differences if you're testing social versus web. Log your findings and iterate fast.
Key takeaways. First, always start with intent. Motion must answer a question or guide behavior. Second, keep it small and purposeful. Micro adjustments beat grand gestures for recall and clarity. Third, test quickly. A 30-60-minute playbook and a simple A-B test will tell you more than a week of guessing.
3 quick experiments to run this week. 1, animate the logo on a social card in A-B test. 2, add a micro nudge to a CTA on your landing page and track clicks. 3, create a 2-frame GIF for a large format mock and test attention in a short user study. Pick one, run it, and come back with what you learned.
If you want the companion GIFs, motion presets, and the one-page checklist we used in the studio, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to get the downloadable files and templates. It's the fastest way to steal our setup and adapt it for your brand.
Tease for next episode, we'll be talking about designing hybrid assets that look great in print and motion. Practical tips if you juggle multiple channels. Can't wait to show you some cross-medium tricks.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparks something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.